Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Can't Rush Radio. Can't Rush Radio.
Hey, good evening. Chance Rush here. Man, what a beautiful night. January 31st, the final night of January 2016. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start off in February. A little bit sad, man. I'm closing out watching this Pro Bowl here, and the guys aren't playing like they should. It kind of breaks my heart, man. We voted all these guys in, and they don't step up and play like we want them to. I want you guys to call in 929-477-1651. Do me that favor, call in tonight. What a great day it's been. Great night, and got to a great week actually. Man, this past week was wonderful. Got to get out and play a couple rounds of golf, fired by two men. The first one is Glenn English. My father-in-law inspires me. Great golfer, and I want to work on my game. And then also my uncle, Ed Lonefight up in North Dakota, really good golfer, can probably play with anybody up there. And, I want to be able to work on my game to handle things like kind of my golf game with him. Lot going on tonight. First and foremost, I want to give a special shout out to our major sponsor, our exclusive sponsor. I want to thank Bird, Inc. I want to thank Lori Bird at Bird, Inc. You can check out their website, birdindustriesinc.com. Everything from school, office, janitorial supplies, furniture. They do some really sophisticated trainings on business, from every avenue in business. They operate heavy equipment, soil stabilization, trucking, water hauling. Want to give a shout-out to them for your kind and much-needed sponsorship. And let me tell you people out there, this lady, 100% business-owned, Native American business-owned, that's Bird, Inc., known her for a lot of years, so grateful to be family with them. And they really care about our tribal communities all across the country. And, you know, your donation, I mean, your sponsorship is absolutely a blessing, and I'm very, very thankful for it. I can't say enough, but I want you to check out that website. That's birdindustriesinc.com. Also, a little sad that the football season's coming to an end. You got to pick your teams. I think that's what I want you to do, is I want you to get on Facebook and start representing what team you think is going to win the whole thing. I got a lot of really, really close friends and family from Northern Arapaho and Northern Cheyenne, but Northern Arapaho, Wind River community. You guys are all going for the Broncos, but I hope that the Carolina Panthers can pull it out. I just don't think that I can just easily root for, Carolina. It was close, but I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers. Not only do I think that they can win, but I like their story. They never won a Super Bowl before. And I like Cam Newton, the way he gives out those footballs to all those kids. And he makes sure that each kid, he makes sure that every time he scores a touchdown or a team scores a touchdown, that they give out a football. I think that's pretty awesome. Hey, last week we had the opportunity to talk about, be patient with our spirituality. And I shared with you just 10 steps of, things that I pray for. So tonight, I want you guys to call in and share your list of prayer you know, what you pray for on a daily basis, and you know what your commitment is. So that, like I was, you know, and that's what we were talking about last week. You know, this time last year was 2015, and I said I want to pray for these 10 things. And you know, like I was saying, a lot of times we think that just because we pray for it, it's going to work out. If it doesn't work out, then we have to blame somebody. We get mad at spirituality. We get mad at Creator. We get mad at God. Whatever, you know, we get mad about this. We put the blame on someone else. But prayer, it takes patience. And it's also just a wonderful journey when you find 10 things that you want to pray for. If you want your life to change, if you want to see a better days ahead of you, if you want a better understanding of your spirituality, take these 10 things, any 10 things in your life that you want, that and just pray about them. Because when you pray about them and you constantly pray about them and you constantly pray about them, you will see change, you know, and then you'll become amazed just how powerful prayer can play in your life. So again, please call in and share your list with us on how prayer is powerful, but also it will test your spirituality. So call in and talk a little bit about that. What are some things that kind of you're frustrated with in your prayer? Because let me tell you something. Prayer isn't always one-sided. You're going to get frustrated when you pray about certain things. Like, you know, one example is my finances. You know, I prayed all 2015 about my finances. And there were some things I had to take care of. It was real frustrating, you know. You know, I don't have to really go into too much detail, but, you know, just, you know, health care, you know, tuitions and things like that, and having to fly my large family here or there. You know, I came in hiring people, you know, hiring services. I got frustrated in a lot of areas, but it helped me. I learned a lot from it, you know, and I want you all to be thinking about, you know, what you pray for and how you need to be careful when you pray for it. I'm not trying to turn all of this into a, you know, like a church, because I know it's Sunday and, you know, I'm sure most of y'all went to church already as it's been. But, you know, I wanted to kind of wrap up about what I was praying for in 2015 and my goals for, you know, 2016. And I want to hear some of your goals. So give me a call in 929-477-1651. You know, and let me know what you got going on. You know, I want to do a few news stories real quick if I can. I mean, I don't really know of any news stories. I just kind of the top of my head. There was a community up in Canada, a tribal community that an individual shot and killed, I think, his siblings at home, and then came to the schoolhouse and shot a teacher. And was arrested, and it's just sad. I mean, it's just in general, it's sad. But to hear that it comes from a tribal community, you know, it kind of hits home a lot. You know, because you know, we think our reservations are some of the safest places to be. And you know, then also we have in the news, we got by Burns Paiute, we have those militants still taking over certain areas, and the negotiations between them and the FBI and the government, all that is, you know, they're starting to, I guess, do some things and mean business or whatever. But here's my thing real quick. A lot of our tribal people, okay, I know when we say our land, you know, I guess our land is North America. You know, I'm a proud member of the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And when I say that I love being home, I mean, I love being by the water. I love being by my people. I love being, you know, up by Sanish or up by the cross, or, you know, just in, you know, in my family's homes, on the plains, things like that. You know, my home isn't a boundary that the federal government said, okay, Three Affiliated, you live here. You know, Turtle Mountain, you live here. Standing Rock, you live here. You know, that's not my land. All in all, my land is North America. They took my people and they stuck them in a colony. They colonized them and they stuck them in some boundaries. And you know, today, you know, I know a lot of our people are saying that, you know, this is our land, this is our tribal land, this is our, this, you know, this is our sacred land. You know, sacred land isn't, you know, a border. That's not sacred land. Sacred land is where we come from, you know, and honoring our land isn't meaning, you know, keeping it clean physically. It also means keeping it clean emotionally, keeping it clean spiritually, keeping it clean in a lot of different ways. We need sobriety to grow in our tribal communities. We need togetherness to grow in our tribal communities. You know, we need understanding each other, working together to grow in our tribal communities. We just don't need to keep it clean by going out, getting a trash bag and picking up some stuff and, you know, whatever it may be. If we really want to honor our land, you know, we need to understand what our land is. Our land is Mother Earth. Our land is who we are, what we stand for, and what we represent. That's what our land is. And so, you know, I could easily say, you know, I bought this house and it took every penny from me, you know, and I struggle every single day to make sure that every light is turned on here and every bill is paid in this place and the lawn is taken care of when it's supposed to be or whatnot. I could easily say that this is my land because I bought this house and I bought my front yard and whatever it may be and whatnot. We need to understand what it means when we say our sacred land. Our sacred land is Mother Earth. Our sacred land is who we are. And I know a lot of us are getting frustrated with the fracking. We're getting frustrated with, you know, the pipelining and the drilling and the different things like that. Let me tell you guys all something. And this is just me being personal. I probably shouldn't. I was supposed to be sharing some news around the country with you, I guess. But, you know, one of the things is this earth has a mind of its own. It really does. This earth wants to have earthquakes. It's going to have earthquakes. If it wants to have volcanoes, it's going to have volcanoes. If it wants to rain every single day, all day, then that's what it's going to do. This planet has a mind of its own. It's a world of its own. And it pretty much controls, you know, the environment. It controls everything. Oxygen. I mean, it gives us oxygen. You know, we run around here talking about, you know, we can't be destroying Mother Earth. Well, the best way to not destroy Mother Earth is to take care of it and to, you know, be in partnership with it. So drilling, you know, and all this fracking and stuff like that, I mean, that Mother Earth is just trying to figure out how we're treating her. That's to me, that's what it is at the end of the day. So we got to be careful, you know, on you know, and our responsibilities when it comes to Mother Earth. And, you know, going back to this whole militant thing up in Oregon, you know, I get it. You know, a lot of our relatives up there are saying you're on tribal land. You know what? When they leave there and they go back to their home, they're still on tribal land. But today, our tribal land is how we carry ourselves. Today, our tribal land is how we treat others. Today, our tribal land is, you know, how healthy we want to be. And tonight's episode goes right down that lane of, you know, being careful what you pray for. And some of the stuff, you got to ask yourself, are you praying for things that concern you? Are you praying for things that frustrate you? Or are you talking about things that frustrate you? Are you talking about things that concern you? Are you seeking answers through prayer? Or are you seeking answers from if somebody likes such and such or whatever it may be? So first and foremost, you got to decide if you're going to pray about something, if you're not going to pray about something, you know, because I learned that when you're obedient and you're honorable, you're going to be blessed. When you're obedient and when you're honorable, you're going to be blessed. And it takes a lot of work to be honorable. And it takes a lot of patience to be honorable. That's why if it wasn't hard, then everybody would do it. Everyone would be honorable. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to get lucky to be honorable. It doesn't mean that you have to spend a bunch of money to be honorable. People may think that, but in all actuality, it's discipline, it's patience, and it's all that good stuff that you know. Sometimes you just have to have, you know, the refresh button pushed again. So what we got going on here is that it's pretty ugly now with the all the, you know, all of our candidates getting in position, whether you're Team Hillary, whether you're Cruz, whether you're Team, you know, Sanders, because at the end of the day, it's the final four. If, you know what? My advice to all the other candidates is save your money. You know, we already got our four monsters in there that are going to have a shot at this. But that's where we're at now. You know, we got one dude, one billionaire wants to be an independent or whatnot. But it just goes to show that, you know, instead of us all just praying for our country, praying for our commander in chief, we're instead we're finding the problems, we're finding the flaws in somebody or in a system or in a policy in whatever it may be, and we're blaming, we're pointing fingers every single day. We're pointing fingers. Now we have this virus that you can get by a simple bug bite and whatnot, and they said it may grow even more. Right here in Oklahoma, this is the central place of probably most of the earthquakes now that they're scheduled to take place right here in Oklahoma, you know, the Midwest. Then I hear some other crazy stories that in 20 years, all of Miami is supposed to be under the water. I heard that in 20 years, 40 years, all of Southern California is supposed to be underwater. This everything. You know, ISIS is supposed to come over here, and every movie theater is supposed to get shot up. And you know, I mean, there's just a whole list of setbacks, whole list of concerns that we're supposed to be aware of and whatnot. But let me just run this by you. While we focus so much on that, you know, prayer is saying right there, like, hey, start praying. Just pray about things. Be simple. You want to play your part? It ain't about you just voting. You want to play your part? It's not just about you donating. You want to play your part? It's not just about you recycling. Also, pray. Pray for somebody. Pray with somebody. Even if you may not know whoever it may be, you know, pray for them. Every time I see an ambulance go down the highway, someone has a concern. Someone does. Ambulances don't fly down highways and rush to houses or hospitals just because it's fun. Someone's could be in trouble. Someone's hurting. Someone has been harmed. And it may not be you, but it's somebody. And what I do is I always pray for that ambulance. I always pray for whoever's in that ambulance. Same thing with, you know, when I see individuals on a side of the road, and, you know, what you'll get most of the time is you'll have people talk about, well, they should just get a job. And you know what? I can say that because I've been that person. I've been that person where I've seen this guy out here all day, you know, asking for a dollar from each car or whatever it may be. He should just get up and go get a job. I mean, I said it too, you know. And, you know, I even pray for those people, you know. But what I'm simply trying to say is, you know, be careful what you pray for and be grateful that you have the opportunity to pray. And the reason why I say is to be careful what you pray for is because if you really have something that is on your heart and you really want to make a difference and you really want to be influential, you know, let's take what I talked about last week. You know, I prayed for my choices, you know, I prayed for my children. And, you know, my children are getting older, and I'm finding myself constantly, you know, watching them grow up. But just my relationship has changed. My attitude toward them has changed a little bit. I remember my little one, you know, Izzy, my 8-year-old, you know, I mean, I remember when she was 3, you know, and you know, she's turning to be quite a beautiful young lady now. And, you know, I'm expecting more of her now. I can't just put her on my shoulders and go get ice cream anymore. And, you know, I have to, you know, I get on to her a lot more, you know, and I always pray for my children, you know, my 17-year-old Abby, you know, I just, you know, my pride and joy, I just love her so much, and I just watched her grow up so fast, and you know, now she kind of ran into some boy problems or whatnot, you know, and you know, part of me just wants to shelter her and just hover her and, you know, wants to help her make decisions, but I have to let her do that, you know. And so when I'm praying for my children and their safety and their health and their wellness, you know, that's what it does. It takes true patience, because I want my prayer for my children to be the way that I want it to be. I want everything that I pray for to be the way that I want it to be, you know, the way that I want to be financially taken care of, financially set. My outreach work, the work that I do, you know, I want it to be the way that I wanted it. You know, here's a crazy thing. At first, I don't think that I wanted to have a radio show, because it would take up some time on a Sunday night where I can be winding down with my crew, with my family. And I just kept praying about it. You know, God, if there's a way that I can reach out, the way that you want me to reach out, I want to be that guy. I want to be who you want me to be. And first of all, I just want to thank all my listeners listening in, because you're the reason why I still come in here every Sunday night and I clear the path, I clear the way that I can get on get online with you, because I've prayed for this. I've prayed for Creator to put something there, how I can be effective. And all my listeners, when I see my reports of how many people listen in, you know, it means a lot to me, you know, that people, you know, take 45 minutes out of their schedule and listen to some of the things that I say. Now, even though that I didn't want to do this at first, Creator put this in my path and said, I want you to speak to certain people who can't necessarily get to you. So I'm going to open up that door, and I'm going to take care of that responsibility for you so that you can have this online radio show. And, you know, one of my main sponsor, you know, my sponsor, that's, you know, Bird Inc., you know, I had to find the funding to be able to, you know, do some stuff for my nonprofit, but also find the funding to have this online show. And they sponsored this program. That's birdindustriesinc.com. You know, they took their hard-earned money and they invested in this program. But the reason why it was invested in this program is because I prayed for it. I prayed for this. And it may not make sense. It may not be something that I necessarily want to do, but I'm going to learn to love it. And that's the power of prayer, is that you can take something that you may have a struggle with, that you may have a challenge with, and I want you to constantly pray for it. Keep praying for it. Keep praying for it. Because when you pray for something and you're honorable with it, those doors will open up. Just like Bird Inc., just like what they did for this program, is they said, you know what, you're reaching out to people and you're being effective. Because I was honorable to this program, we're able to be up and running for the rest of the year. Thing about it is I have a huge responsibility. I have a mortgage. I have 7 children that are taking care of them in this home. I've got responsibilities. I've got to run kids places. I got to travel. I got to do whatever it may be. But I signed up for this. I said, Creator, take me as an advocate. Show me the way. I give it to you. And that sounds easy, but I had to be careful about what I was praying for, because this career, this profession, I love it. And I can't see myself doing anything other than what I'm doing today, what I'm doing this evening, what I'm about to do on Monday, what I'm about to do this whole next week, what I'm about to do when I check into that hotel and get ready for whatever event that a Creator has before me, whatever event God has in front of me, you know. I pray for this. I pray for this. And when you're honorable, more doors are going to open up, and you're going to learn to love what you invested in. So when you pray about it, also invest in it. It's easy to say a few words, but it is a challenge. It is a challenge to be obedient and try to figure it out, to try to understand it, to try to make it all come together. You know, that's where it all has to be, you know. So anyway, I wanted to kind of share that with you a little bit. You know, you got to invest in it, and it has to take patience. It has to take time. You know, and the other thing that I wanted to share with you is projects that we got going on. And I want you guys to kind of help me out with this as well. You know, I've always been the type of person, you know, I shared with a couple weeks ago about I'm just a competitive person. And, you know, being competitive didn't send me off to college. Being competitive didn't, you know, win me state titles or national titles, or, you know, being competitive doesn't wake me up every morning and go for morning runs. I had to be patient and understand what competitive meant. What does being competitive mean? You know, and whatever you're involved in, whether it's business, whether it's outreach, whether it's coaching, being a CEO, CFO, a director of something. It's not focused on being the best director that's going to make you successful. It's the responsibilities that come with being a business owner, the responsibilities and the patience that come with being a coach, responsibilities that it comes, you know, that comes with these certain things. So what helped me be a successful runner wasn't necessarily me being competitive, but it was what I was going to invest in being competitive. On February the 11th, I have the privilege to do a speaking engagement out in Washington, D.C. with the SAMHSA group. And I'm going to have the opportunity to go in and talk about what stand on point means, like putting yourself in the right position to be effective at what you want to stand for. And I know that we talked about that a while back, but, you know, while I have just a little bit of time left with you, you know, I wanted to share that what helped me be competitive was staying sober. And if there's a young man or a young lady out there that thinks that being sober isn't a big deal, it is. Being sober can just automatically take away a lot of issues that can come into play if you don't go down the path of sobriety. I had to go to school every day. I wasn't the brightest kid, you know, wasn't the smartest kid, but I stayed consistent. And because I stayed consistent, you know, I was able to focus and understand what being competitive meant. I had to prepare myself. I had to get up and I had to go work out when no one else was working out. I had to go, you know, take those extra steps that others didn't want to take. And I had to work, hard. You know, I had to work extra hard. I had to have a great attitude. I had a coach who used to really put it on me in practice. You know, while everyone else got to run 5 quarters, I had to run 6 quarters. And I remember my coach was always telling me, you know, I do this because I know that you need that extra one to prepare yourself for your final kick, you know. And if I would have had a crappy attitude like some of my teammates had, I may not be the runner that I turned out to be. But I had the right attitude with somebody that was trying to help me. And you have to do the same, you know. If you guys ever get a chance, I want you to check out chancerush.com. And on the top of the captions it said, "You only come through here but once, so be good to everybody." You only through here but once, so be good to everybody. And one of my aunties, you know, she was she quoted that, you know, that my dad, what my dad used to tell her, and I put that on my website, and it is true, you know. Where are you going to be effective at? Where are you going to make a difference at? Where are you going to change lives at? Are you going to change your life, or are you going to change other people's life? Are you going to make life easy and better for you? Or are you going to play that person that makes life better for other people? You know, and it's that way or the other, I used to always say that, you know, there's people out there that are going to go out of their way to not help you. Then there's going to be people out there that are going to go out of their way to help you, you know. And Marcus, man, Marcus Gwynn, I'm always on the road with that guy. He gave me some of that great advice, you know, just through experiences that, you know, what type of person are you going to be? Are you going to try to accommodate somebody, or are you always going to accommodate yourself? Now, you can only play a role for so long. You can only play a role, you know, there has to be a limit on the role that you can play. You know, Sister Teresa, you know, or what, you know, all of the the missionaries out there, you know, they'll tell you that being a missionary isn't easy, because you want to be there for people, but after a while, you can only be there for so long for somebody. And I want you guys to be thinking about that this evening, is that you can be effective. You can play your part. You can take care of your responsibility, but we have to make sure that we hold whoever we're working with accountable for their actions. That's what we need to be at in life. We can't solve everybody's problem, and that's probably why a lot of individuals are stuck in some of these relationships, is because, you know, he can't function without me, she can't function without me. You know, it can't work that way. You can only play 50% as a parent. You can only play 50% as a business owner. You can only play 50% as a spouse. That's the max, you know, that you can play is 50%. You can't control what other people think. You can't control what other people feel. And I'm saying all this because I want you to get a better understanding of being careful what you pray for. Don't pray for things that don't make sense. Don't pray for things that aren't realistic. Well, Chance, what do you mean by that? You know, what do you mean? You can't say that. I mean, you know, if I pray every night, hey, dear God, bring me $1 million. You know, after 1 year, 2 years, 10 years goes by, I'm still mad at God because he never dropped off my million. You know, it doesn't come like that. You know, don't pray for things that don't make sense. Pray for things that are realistic. Pray for things that can put you in a great position. You know, and you know what? You'll see $1 million somewhere in there. You'll see $1 million. You know. But you also, you know, have to be grateful for what you pray for. You always have to be grateful. And whatever is given to you, you know, just remember that we multiply, you know. So I just kind of wanted to share, you know, a few of those things with you, man. And, you know, I don't know if I know we had a caller earlier, man, and I feel bad because I kind of went on a little bit too long there. But, you know, take that list. Take those 10 steps of what you want to pray for and, you know, do that every single night. And I'm telling you that it's not a Christian thing. It's not a Bible thing. It's not, you know, a religious thing. You know, we think a lot. You know, that's holistic. You know, we have feelings. That's holistic. And there's nothing wrong with being spiritual. There's nothing wrong with implementing your religion in your daily work. There's nothing wrong with you know, talking about the Bible, you know, if that's what you want to talk about. You know, there's nothing wrong with things like that, you know. But you have to have that innerness. You have to focus on the things that are on the inside that people can't necessarily see. People can't see your feelings. People can't see your emotions. People can't see your spirituality. They can only visualize what you deliver on the outside. And, you know, we had such a great, you know, we had a great time. I was visiting with someone, you know, a couple of days ago, and we were just talking about, you know, what our faith has done for us. You know, Mr. Soap down in Shawnee, man, it's always really good. I always appreciate him calling in, you know, even if he's, you know, one of my very few callers that calls in. But, you know, that is true, you know. Sometimes it's hard to pray for things. Sometimes we don't want to pray for certain, whatever it may be. You know, that was down on the list. You know, I didn't say, you know, I don't think we should ever say our enemies. But, you know, it has to be if they're your enemies, you got to pray for your enemies. You got to pray for people that you may have a tough time with, you know. So I just kind of wanted to share a little bit of that with you this evening, and I just want to encourage you guys to you know, be careful what you pray for. Pray for things that matter. Pray for things that you really want to see, and stay consistent with it, because, you know, we have to make it a place. We have to make it a place in our life. You know, where we just, you know, rejoice and reflect, and, you know, a lot of, you know, most of your success comes from, you know, your spirituality. And any real business owner and business leader would tell you that there's a holistic side of success. So in saying that this evening, you know, I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to certain individuals around the country. I want to give a special shout-out to Dr. Stapp. He passed on. I think he was from the Comanche, Caddo, Anadarko area, Kiowa, Comanche, Caddo. I don't know necessarily what tribe he was. If someone wants to, you know, message me and let me know what tribe he was, you know, his family, you know, keep them in your prayer. My good friend Angela Young from the Chickasaw, from the Choctaw Nation, was her close friend, and you know, she's going to have to run that clinic without him now. He's going to be there in spirit, but that's the Dallas Urban Clinic down there. They do such a great job, you know, in their outreach. So be keeping Dr. Stapp's family in your thoughts and prayer. Also, there's a young lady. I never had a chance to meet this individual, but there was a young lady up in Washington. She's, I guess, kind of been going in and out of, you know, in and out of the hospital, or, you know, some medical issues or whatever it may be. But I just want to give a shout out to Linnell Ulam. I know that she asked keeping her daughter in prayer, and I never met the lady. I never met this young lady, but, you know, she supports, you know, just the outreach that we have, and we, you know, we kind of know people in our circles, but she, you know, she asked for us to, she asked Facebook to pray for her daughter. She's up in ICU. And, you know, that's just something that we should do. You know, anybody ask anyone to pray for someone, we should accommodate that. And, you know, I believe her name is Dana. I think her name is Dana. So let's, if that's her name, you know, let's keep Dana in our prayers and things like that up in Klamath, I believe, up in Oregon. And, you know, whoever you have on your prayer list, continue to pray for them. You know, and you don't even have to let them know if you don't want to, you know, but sometimes it's always good to, you know, be told that, hey, you know what, you're on my prayer list. I've been praying for you. I want people to pray for me. You know, this sometimes this life is it can be challenging. You know, you got to go into different communities and, you know, be your best at it and be a professional at it. And, you know, there's times you don't want to leave that community, but you have to move on, and because you want to stay there and, you know, try to, you know, stick around and try to do as much as you can. But, you know, that's where we're at. So, anyway, I want to say thank you guys all for listening in. We have a few moments left. You know, if there's anybody that would like to call in, that's 929-477-1651 if you want to do that for me. That would be awesome if you want to call in there. Next weekend, we are going to be off. We are not going to be on the air, because it's going to be a sad weekend for me as our you know, football season comes to an end. You know, kind of bummed about it. I mean, I'm not even trying to be funny. You know, it's just real. It's just, you know, that's just real. It's just how it is. I got a message here. Okay. Yeah, let's pray. Continue to pray for the individuals up in Burns Paiute area, you know, starting to get a lot of flack for wanting those militants out of their community. So let's be sure we do that. All right. Also, like I said, no radio show next week. I'll be checking on Facebook for any upcoming radio shows. We'll have them. We will be coming back together in a couple weeks. I'm really excited about that. And then, you know, I'm going to try to take this radio show mobile. I'm going to go to different communities and start interviewing different people and whatnot. But in closing here, I would like to just say a prayer for everybody. If you want to stay online, and this could be recorded for most of you, but even this recording, you know, there's the power of prayer is in that as well. I would like to close out this evening. It's the first time I believe I've prayed on my radio show, but you know, I just think like this is where we need to be at this evening. And there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, that are struggling financially, and you don't have to be, you know, at end's wit with it. I mean, we all go through it every single day. Someone has something heavy on their heart. So, man, I'm going to talk to my Lord and Savior. I'm going to talk to my Creator, and I want you guys to, you know, just bear with us, but also, you know, pray yourself. Creator Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. We just want to thank you for that individual who listened in tonight to this radio show, and he knows or she knows what I was talking about this evening. Sometimes it's always good just to have someone hit the refresh button. Just be with us this week, whatever we may be doing, going through, that we just have the knowledge and we have the patience and we have the wisdom to not be stressful. And our responsibilities, just be with all the ones in the hospital beds, be with all the ones who are on the side of the road wanting a dollar to go up and get something to eat. Just be with the ones that are just having a hard time in life, whether it be with relationships or finances or work. We just ask you to keep us consistent in our prayer time, that we don't put it down and walk away from it. You know, because we're frustrated or because we forget. But we ask you, you know, just to remind us that you're Creator, that you're always with us and you're always willing and that you'll never leave us, no matter how many people in our lives will, that you always stand strong for us, that you'll always give us foundation to be better people. I just want to thank you for my friends on this radio show and, you know, that individual out there that may tell somebody to tune in. And just we ask to be with us and to keep us strong as individuals. I just want to give special thank you, Creator Heavenly Father, for Bird Industries, Inc.com, Bird Inc., and just Lori and her staff for their sponsorship of our program, and that we can utilize this funding here to, you know, keep this program going. And just thank you for my outreach and the things that you have going on in my life. Thank you for the individuals that have a lot of wonderful things going on in their life. We just ask you to be with us, keep us safe, and just let us enjoy one another and give us all a great and wonderful week. In your precious name we pray, Creator Heavenly Father. Amen. Hey, I want to thank you guys for letting me pray with you. You know, whether you heard it live or whether it's a recording, you know, I don't want anything. I don't expect anything. I just, you know, let's lift each other up. Let's encourage, you know, right here, our spirituality. We were supposed to take it out of the school. We were supposed to take it out of the business. We were supposed to take it off the airwaves and whatever it may be. But as a tribal man, as a young American Indian man, spirituality is who I am. If you're tribal, if you're Native American, you know that as well, that this is part of who you are. This is your survival. This is what kept you resilient. So I just want to thank you guys all for giving me the opportunity to be in your life evening. And check out ChanceFresh.com. Check out OneChanceLeadership.com. We're going to get on the road, and we're going to enjoy 2016 with you. I'm Chance Rush. Peace out. Thank you. You like that, Izzy? I do good, baby girl. All right. Get in bed. Get in bed, baby.